could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 28 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm so grateful to have Verlaine Crawford with us. Hi, Verlaine, are you there?
I am here. I'm happy to be here.
We're so glad to have you here today with us. And I'd like to give all our listeners a little background on you because you have quite an interesting history. Verlaine grew up in Carmel, California, and she attended the University of California, majoring in international relations, and participated in an MBA mentoring program at Stanford University, led by the founders of Apple, Intel, and Atari, while she also became co-founder and vice president of two software companies in Silicon Valley. I don't know how you did that, Verlaine. She was director.
I don't either, actually.
She was director of sales for the Lodge at Pebble Beach, consulted to startups and Fortune 500 companies, and worked with restaurants, nightclubs, high-tech, hotels, real estate, architecture, interior design, hospitals, chambers of commerce, the American Cancer Society, and the AIDS Services Foundation. I don't think we left anything out there.
Verlaine, I'm sure we could dig up something else, but we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Verlaine is an author of three books, including Ending the Battle Within, How to Create a Harmonious Life by Working with Your Subpersonalities. She has taught personal growth in Japan, Hong Kong, Australia, Europe, and across the United States. Currently, she presents corporate and private workshops, speaking to groups, providing personal and business consulting. She is also publisher and editor-in-chief of the SecretAwarenessMagazine.com. So, Verlaine, with your various background as a businesswoman and being so worldly, how you've traveled all over the world, I understand that you have this wide variety of disciplines, but you're also a professional writer, you're a publisher, you're a graphic artist, an oil painter, and a photographer. Can you share with us what your catalyst was for you to explore so many of these different areas in your life?
Thank you. Yes, it's curiosity, actually. The idea that I just keep wanting to learn, and I don't seem to have any areas that I'm not interested in. I also studied a lot about medicine. That's sort of an avocation as well. It's very interesting to have that kind of mind that wants all of these, all this information. And it just keeps happening. And luckily, I get to have actual physical, mental, emotional experience with these areas by being a consultant, a marketing consultant, or actually having a position with these companies.
That's amazing. Now, we decided when we were talking about the show, I asked you for a topic, and you talked about the topic of the show called Reduce Stress and Increase Success by Ending the Battle Within. So you talk about this ending the battle within to be successful, and that each of us has something called sub-personalities. I've never heard that before.
Oh, okay. Well, it's often referred to in the area of a multiple personality. And for me, as you can tell, with all these different disciplines and all these different areas that I'm looking at, it actually applied to me quite well. And so I started this idea of looking at how to end the battle within, because part of me wanted to go, up to the observatory and study the stars. And another part wants to be involved in a social mixer, you know. And so all these different parts were wanting to accomplish and do things. And I had to come up with a way in which I could work with all these different parts of myself in these sub-personalities who have a specific belief system and a specific way of looking at the world, and they have specific interests and everything. And what I found is everybody has that. And what they have it to different degrees, okay, so that you have different concepts going on in your mind about what you want to be doing. And you also have different beliefs that these parts of your being hold. And sometimes they're in opposition. And so the idea of ending the battle within is bringing these various parts together and saying, okay, what are you doing for me? And I've worked with hundreds of people in these past 30 years and have found that if you ask that question of a part of you that is stopping you from doing what you want or arguing with you, constantly nagging you, if you ask them, what are you doing for me? They always will give you an answer if you let them talk. And the idea is to see what they're doing for you so that you can satisfy what they want and still do the other things that you or manifest whatever you want in your life. So in the areas of health, wealth, love, and self-expression, which I call the four cornerstones of life, you may be missing an area. And if one cornerstone is missing, then the building starts to tilt. So the idea is to bring these parts together, and thus you end that stress and this divided power. You know, your energy then becomes whole, and you become less stressful and more successful.
Now, could you repeat the four cornerstones again?
Yes, your health. Obviously, mm-hmm. Your health is the most important. And you are one of the people that helps for us to maintain our health.
Yes.
And your wealth, of course, is your medium of exchange. That's how we, you know, work in the world in terms of energy exchange. Our love, all our relationships, is based in the love quadrant. And then, of course, our self-expression. And that's often missing in people who have been working hard and so forth. They forget that they need to use their creativity. They need to let that energy, I like to think of it as the energy of the universe flowing through us when we are being creative. It can happen in our jobs. You know, I'm sure many times that you feel like your self-expression is coming through your ability to help people heal. Mm-hmm. And that is a beautiful self-expression if it's tied into your work. But many people are doing work that isn't that creative. You know, they may be doing accounting or something. So they really should find an outlet for their self-expression. It could be any of the arts, music, dance, anything that allows them to express themselves creatively. And in our society, I think we've kind of let go of that. We're not teaching it in school. We're not and sports, too, is an incredibly great way to express ourselves creatively.
Mm-hmm. Now, Verlaine, talking about self-expression, you obviously do what you preach. And you wrote a book, and the book was Ending the Battle Within, and that was a form of self-expression. What was the prompt in your world that got you to pursue writing this book?
Well, it was kind of intense. I was pursuing making a movie, of course.
Wow.
called The Green Stone, and it was about a psychic adventure, a true story. And I went to England, and I was involved in making that and so forth. And I came back from the trip and needed to raise money because I had Robert Bolt, who wrote Lawrence of Arabia and Gandhi and many of the, he was very interested in actually writing the script, and his wife was Sarah Miles, who wanted to actually be in the movie. So it was one of those wonderful confluences of everything coming together that, you know, you feel the universe is making this happen, right? But mm-hmm. I needed money in order to pay for the script and so forth. And I came home and I was going to a film to see a possible person to be in the film. And I fell down some steps, and that's kind of a long story. I was trying to help my mom come up the steps. The lights went out and I fell forward and I broke my foot and my rib. And I was laid up, and then I, 2 weeks later, thought I should be well. I went to a movie premiere kind of event and got really tired and fell backwards and cracked my spine. So wow. Now I am completely laid up and cannot move. Oh. And so I'm thinking, there's a problem here.
No kidding.
I am doing something very wrong. I am like I'm in a cocoon, you know, and who is the butterfly that's coming out of this? And in the process, I happened to watch a TV show about a multiple personality. It wasn't one of those really awful ones that there have been in movies before. It was about a lady who had all these different things going on. She was an artist. She was all these different personalities. And I said, that looks familiar.
Okay.
And that's when I began to say, okay, I have to work this out with myself. And so laying in bed and healing, I came up with 12 major sub-personalities, which are all the ways we interact with the world, you know, in terms of science, environment, education, health. I mean, I came up with 12 major ways. And then I saw them as my board of directors and how to work with them. And then realized all these different parts of us that are keepers of our beliefs, is the way I put it. And the idea of them bringing them all together and really one by one or two by two, rather, unfortunately can't necessarily integrate everybody at once. And I came up with an integration technique that began to work. And it was just awesome. I mean, just to be able to simply bring together these different parts of you. And I felt like it would feel like the brain actually shifts. I heard on the radio that they think that memories are held like crystals in the brain. And what it feels like when you do the integration technique, it feels like the crystal actually melts. This, you know, solid kind of memory or belief system, which is a memory. I mean, everything we talk about, every word, every sentence we make is a belief. And so let that go and let it be free of it, you know, like saying, oh, it's too hot today, or oh, it's too cold today, or it's I don't feel good. Okay, yeah, each one of those things are statements are some kind of a belief. And if unless you look at it, you're not at peace. Mm-hmm. You've got all of this noise going on in your head.
So basically,
so that's how I started.
So it sounds like it's a belief that's stopping each of us.
Exactly. There's beliefs that say it's a good idea not to be wealthy. You really should not have wealth in your life because of, and then when I've done it with groups or individuals, the list becomes very long. They're surprised. There's a lot of good reasons for being wealthy. But unfortunately, the list for people who don't have wealth is much longer than the list mm-hmm. for having wealth. You know, got to pay higher taxes. People might be jealous. I'm not going to have good friends in my life. I mean, on and on mm-hmm. and on are the beliefs we have that say, no, I shouldn't have money in my life.
So, Verlaine, if someone wants to get your book, is Ending the Battle Within is the title. And right. Is that available on Amazon? Is it available by ebook? I mean, how could people find that book?
Well, it's not available yet on ebook. I have to scan it because it was on a disc that was, not good anymore. And so, but it is available on Amazon. They can also get it on my website and I would sign it for them and so forth at the secretawarenessmagazine.com or just thesecretawareness.com. And it's available. And then I'm available to actually do consulting with people to help them, you know, change the way that they're seeing the world and how the world is relating to them.
That's wonderful. Verlaine, we are about to take a very short break, and we are going to be back with hearing more about Verlaine and how you can learn to reduce your stress and increase your success.
Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health. Using cutting-edge technologies, along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to our radio show today, Attitude Adjustment. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and today I'm here with Verlaine Crawford, quite a successful businesswoman who has traveled all over the world. She's an author, and you can hear lots more about her in just a minute. And so, Verlaine, we have just been talking about the book you wrote called Ending the Battle Within. And we also have been talking about subpersonalities and sometimes how our negative self-talk can hold us back. Can you give a little bit more, some more examples of that negative self-talk?
Oh, okay. We do it in the area of wealth, as I just talked about earlier, and that we undermine our ability to bring wealth into our life because we have these beliefs that say it's not good for us to have it. We say just enough is fine, or I don't want to be greedy. You know, we make a lot of statements, and every time we make a statement, that statement starts or adds to the belief that we have. I almost see it like little rooms where we start decorating that room with that belief, and then we add to it. And every time that we see an article, our eye goes to the article that supports that belief. So the same is true in the area of health. And I remember an example of a young woman that I worked with who had developed cancer in her legs, and which, you know, seemed very different to me. And so I said, you know, if you don't mind, could we just play this little game? And I, you know, maybe I can help you, you know, because sometimes you don't want to be intrusive, especially in a life-threatening situation. And she said, okay. And I said, well, what was happening with you a couple of years ago that might have started this movement toward your disease? And of course, if you look at that word, disease, right? Mm-hmm. What caused you not to be at ease anymore? She said, well, I was raped and I wanted to die. And I said, well, that's pretty hard. Could we put that part of you on to be represented by one hand and the other part of you who wants to get well? And so then I said, but okay, how about the one who wants to be well? Well, everything's going well in my life. I've got a nice job. I've got a great new boyfriend. I don't want to die. So now we have these opposing beliefs, right? So I had to ask the part who said, you know, had made the declaration. And often it's almost like a vow. And when you do a vow, it's very strong. That energy is very strong. And I said, what, you know, would you be willing to change your behavior if she doesn't get raped again, or she's going to be safe, she's going to have a nice life, would you be willing to change your behavior and become well? And this part agreed, of course. It said, fine. And we did the integration, which is actually just simply bringing the hands together after, you know, a little bit of talking about what the benefits are, sending them to the creative part of their being to come up ways that this can happen that they don't have to know. We can't know how this can happen, how this change can take place in our body, in our minds, in our environment. But from what I understand, she got well. Not to say that it was an immediate regression or stopping of the disease, but over a period of time, she did not succumb to the disease. Let's put it that way.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's in every area of our life. And the thing that is very interesting to me, I see life as a biofeedback system. And so if you don't know what you believe, just look at your life. Because your life is the result of those beliefs that you hold in your mind and in your heart. And so, therefore, you can start changing it by changing your beliefs. See, this is why The Secret, and I called my website The Secret Awareness Magazine, because it's the next step from The Secret. Yes, it's great to write down what you want in your life and list. And if the first time I did it, I was 22 years old and I made a list of the things I wanted and everything came true. It was amazing. Even the XKE Jaguar I was driving in on my birthday, even I had forgotten to ask that I would own it, but I was driving it.
Oh, okay.
And I got on television and I had an apartment at the beach. All these things happened that I had written down. And it seemed like it was so easy. I thought, I've got the secret to life. This isn't great. And this was long before the movie, The Secret. And so I thought I had the answer to everything. And I started telling people about the list, make your list, put a date, make sure that you do it. And I noticed that sometimes it just missed or it didn't quite happen what they wanted. And I'm trying to look for the answers. If it happens once, you know, I'm thinking very scientifically, if it happens one time, it should happen all the time. You know, what is missing? And it was when I went to a neurolinguistics seminar, and in the middle of it, he started talking about this idea of beliefs, and it started ringing a bell. And if we cannot go beyond, it isn't God, and I believe God and the angels want us to have everything in our hearts desires. But if we stop it, we have free will. If we say, "Oh no, I can't have that," you know, no, that won't work out for me. I can't be married to the perfect man because, you know, I don't want to feel I want security, but I want freedom and all these things. Then you are stopping it. And so the key thing is to know what is it that you're telling yourself and change it.
So now, Verlaine, you know that the title of my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment. And I have a commitment to leave our listeners with two things that they can do to change their attitude. So from your vast experience, worldly knowledge, would you share with us two things that you think our listeners can do today to change their attitude?
Yes, absolutely. There are two things are relax and keep your sense of humor. And so can I go a little bit into what that means?
Absolutely.
All right. Take time to relax. Allow the universe to work through you. Take a break from all the conversations inside and outside yourself and let your mind go free. That is the most important thing I've learned in my life, is that when you don't know what to do or you're trying to make decisions, relax. And the second is humor, keeping your sense of humor, realizing that you can't change the people around you or the world. There is a fine line between sadness and happiness. That line, you can find the humor. In that line, you find the humor in a situation. The absurdity of our experiences, and lift yourself up with humor.
I love that. Now, Verlaine, you have traveled all over the world, and you told me that you went to Japan 15 times.
Yes.
What specifically have you learned about the people that you've met and helping that to understand who you are better, and how from the people you have met can you share with us how we can understand ourselves better?
Yes. It was an amazing experience because I went and actually was teaching and doing private counseling with people about the ending the battle within. And the Japanese in particular are very divided. They're told from an early age that, you know, they're not supposed to play. They can't be silly. They have to be very serious. And so they're very divided. We're divided here in this country between our creative side and our work, but they are even more so. And so what I learned about myself again was this bringing these parts of us together and how it can shift these people. When I went there, they sat like robots. They acted like robots. And by the time I was finished with them, mm-hmm. they were hugging, they were laughing.
Oh,
they
I love
were
it.
Alive. And so what I have found all over the world is we are all the same. We have different cultural morals and ideas and restrictions. But the main thing is we all want to live, you know, fully and completely with the four cornerstones of life.
Sure. Now, Verlaine, you said you do some consulting, business consulting and personal consulting. If one of our listeners would like to reach you, touch base with you, how can they do that?
They can give me a call at 949-422-7602. I'd be happy to give them a 15-minute free consultation.
Okay.
So they can get an idea of what I could possibly do for them in their business. I've worked with many startups, many entrepreneurs, and people who are in an executive position or working with a corporation. You know, I've done it with everyone. I've worked with everyone. And I'd be happy to do so. And so the other part, of course, is the personal aspect. And I think we get into that to some degree if people really want to.
And do you have a website?
Yes, thesecretawarenessmagazine.com.
Okay, perfect. And so if there is one major thing you would like our listeners to remember you by from this conversation we are having today, what would that be?
I would like you to remember that every person outside of you is a part of you. And I mean that literally, that they are showing up outside of you to show you who you are. So if you are pleased with who I was today and Dr. Rosenfeld and how we have interacted, this is also a part of you. So within you are so many different aspects, and they show up outside. The ones treat you wonderful and the ones who don't. Celebrate the ones who do and change the ones who don't.
That's wonderful. So what is it that you hold the most dear to your heart?
Peace of mind.
Expand on that.
Yeah, it's everything. And to me, to have a quiet mind, to be able to see and feel and be in the moment is the greatest gift there can be.
I love that. I just love that. Well, we are coming very close to the end of our show. We only have a couple minutes left. Are there any other parting words that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I would really like you to take the time to understand yourself, to stop all these conversations. I know we're very caught up in texting and Facebook and so many different ways, and it can be a lot of fun, and it also can be a lot of work. You are very important. Your energy and how you project it everywhere you go is so important. Please stop doing so much. Please concentrate on the people around you. The thing I see where a family member, a mother, a father is busy texting or talking on the phone, and the little one who's barely to their knee is just tagging along, looking up, and getting no attention at all. Be with the people you love fully and completely. It's much more important than that next phone call.
I love it. Thank you so much. It's been such a treat to have you on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You can reach Verlaine by going to her website, thesecretawarenessmagazine.com, or calling her. She is offering a 15-minute consultation at no charge at 949-422-7602.
And they can also contact me at verlainecrawford@gmail.com.
Oh, great. Okay. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, November 26th with Michelle Joy Ray, author of Taking the Leap, Faith in Any Economy, CEO of New Century Productions, inspiring visionary leaders in a caring world. For more information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com. And my website is www.driris.com. And I'm leaving everybody with an inspirational quote today. And this one is from Pablo Picasso. The meaning in life is to find your gift. The purpose in life is to give it away. Have a healthful day, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, maybe tonight.